Hi, this is Elton John here. Together with the Alliance for Lifetime Income, I'm spreading the word about the importance of protected income, which is money you're guaranteed to get. Protected income from an annuity helps ensure you have all your bases covered so you can have the financial freedom to tick off your bucket list. Meet with your financial advisor to ask if you have protected income and get their help making a plan that fits your unique financial goals. Go to protectedincome.org today.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this sixth day, of July. Wow. Boy, this summer's going by fast. 2023. And tonight we have, well, we have a lot. So on the board, that up and growing radio star, none other than our producer tonight is Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
84 pounds of pure Navy SEAL training right across from me. Okay. They call her Glock Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And then it's the first Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month. And on the first Thursday of the month, we have none other than that, well, that naturopath, that herbal genius, none other than Dr. Peter Glidden.
Ernie Sanders, he's our man. Do it, no one can. Good evening, everybody.
There you go. Hey, there, see, he's vaudeville, too. All right. Okay. We have a lot to get to tonight, but first... Peter, it's an interesting thing. In 4 days, I lost four dear friends in 4 days. It's, I think the Lord is getting the good people, taking them out of here before the bad stuff starts happening. And, but anyhow,
I hear that.
Yeah, and so tonight I'm going to give a eulogy right out of the chute to a dear, dear friend of mine who has been a wonderful husband, father, and grandfather to his wonderful wife and daughters and grandchildren. And he's been a long, long time friend of mine and associate pastor. He's next to me, he's a senior pastor in our church. He's an ardent pro-life activist. We've been together for a long, long time fighting for the pro-life, for the lives of the preborn babies. Long time death row pastor. And, boy, we've had some experiences there, 45 years up on death row. And whenever it came to something needed to be done in the church, like planting the flowers out front or whatever, church cleanup, he was always there. Never, even though he was one of the oldest folks, he did his more than his share of work, always. And so... Pastor Fred went home to be with the Lord. You might say he graduated this past Monday. And we're certainly going to miss him. We've already missed him. We've been missing him already.
Yes.
And so I guess we just say it's heaven's gain and our loss. And we're going to have his viewing. Will be Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. For I know he has a lot of friends out there, and I know some of the people that didn't realize, and we were talking, I mentioned to him I'd be preaching Pastor Fred's funeral. They almost fell over. They didn't know that he had passed away. They didn't know he'd gone on to be with the Lord. So I'm going to let folks on the radio know that his viewing will be from 2 to 5 Sunday at the Davis Babcock Funeral Home at 4154 Clark Avenue in Willoughby. And then that's the viewing, and the funeral will be at 10 a.m. at the same location on Monday the 10th, and that's the Davis Babcock Funeral Home, 4154 Clark Avenue, Willoughby. So I just want to say congratulations. My dear friend, you made it on home. You beat me. Everybody's beating me. And he is one of the fifth pastors from our church that has gone home to be with the Lord. And I'll bet those folks, all of them up here, him and Big Jim and Tom and Pastor Luke and Pastor Bruce, they're not as tired as I am. Now, they don't have me to say, come on, fellas, we got to get it done. Nope, they're there saying, poor old Ernie, he's still down there working. Well, God bless you, Pastor Fred, and all you fellows, and we'll see you soon.
Yes.
And so, there you go. Tonight, we're going to start in our scripture, because there's going to be a time, and the time is coming. It's called the Millennial Kingdom, or the Golden Age. And this will, it will be here, right after the tribulation period. The Lord sets up his kingdom. And we're going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 11. And as we go through here, if you have, just jump in. If you have a question or a comment, Peter, just jump in.
Very good, Pastor.
And we start with verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Of course, obviously, branch is the name for Jesus. Jesus was referred to as the branch. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Well, that Spirit that he's referring to is the ultimate Spirit. It's the ultimate Spirit of wisdom. It's the ultimate Spirit of understanding. It's the ultimate Spirit of counsel. And that very Spirit is placing on us, those that are believers, the fear of the Lord. But that word fear there is not the way we would normally use it. It's more of a reverence for God. And shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his own eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Well, he doesn't have to do that, because he looks upon man's hearts, and he knows their thoughts before they even think. And I remember Einstein making a statement about God, where he says, you know, God has no need to have a formula to try to figure these things out. You know, he knows them ahead of time. And Einstein was a pretty smart fellow, some would say. And after the righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Now, that there is referring first to the wicked one, the Antichrist. And the righteous shall be the griddle of his loins, and the faithfulness in the girdle of his reins. Now, here's something. This is interesting here, because this is something that you would be into. Here, there's a word, herborious, and that means plant-eating. And the wolf shall dwell with a lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, and the calf with a young lion, and the fatling together with the little child shall lead them. Now, here there will be no longer any killing, any bloodletting. Animals will be, again, go back to eating herbs. And the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones and lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Now, that's the way it was originally, before Adam and Eve sinned. That's the way it was. They were herbivorous. And they're going back to that during the millennial kingdom. And the suckling child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. Well, here, of course, that's a poisonous viper that we refer to as the adder. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And so here again, there'll be no killing. And God will be there, the Lord Jesus Christ will be there. Judgment will be, justice will be instantaneously. A child born on the first day of the millennial kingdom will live that 1,000 years. That child will live the entire 1,000 years. And again, like I said, there'll be no death until, but God will be there, would be the judge. Now, people will, some will still harvest resentment towards the Lord, but they will not say it, okay? And here, if they do, if they rebel, which they will do at the end when Satan rises again for one last attempt to overthrow another coup, just like what we've had here with the Biden regime and the Democrats, how they overthrew the legitimate president. The Satan will once again try to have one last shot. And God gives him the opportunity. He lets him out and said, go for it. This is your last shot before you go away for good. And he does that just to show all of creation, all of Satan, there's only one potentate, only one potentate. And that word means ultimate power. That means ultimate power. And that's God himself. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. So that is the millennial, the golden age that we're looking forward to. And that'll come.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
That's right. And we'll be, you know what, we'll be with glorified bodies during that time.
Yes.
And so glorified bodies, you know what that means? Means you'll be out of business there.
I know. It means that I will be out of business. You know, it's interesting because in many Southeast Asian cultures years ago, I don't think this is a modern day thing, but this was more of a kind of 20th century thing. The villagers would pay the doctor as long as they were healthy. When they got sick, they didn't pay the doctor because it was the doctor's job. They'd see the doctor and the doctor would treat them, but they wouldn't owe the doctor anything because it was the doctor's job to keep them healthy.
What a concept.
What a concept.
Yeah. I could go for that.
I could, too.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Right. Just think about that. And I understand they had things like they actually wanted to cure diseases, not treat them.
Yeah. See, that's the biggest thing is that the medical doctors, bless their hearts, are trained to focus on pathology. So, you know, they remove the arthritic joint or they cut out the cancerous tumor. But the arthritic joint or the cancerous tumor is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. You can only have a pathological condition if the physiology of the body has gone south. And so holistic physicians are trained to optimize, to fix the physiology of the body, because when you do that, the pathology disappears. And this is the biggest difference between what medical doctors are trained in and what naturopathic doctors are trained in, and it's also why medical doctors shine in the fields of trauma care and surgery and military field medicine, because, you know, that's the epitome of the reductionistic method. And it's too bad that there isn't more of what myself and my colleagues have to offer. And I've always said this, Pastor, that if by some miracle we all woke up tomorrow and there were just as many naturopaths as MDs, and we all had hospital privileges and insurance paid for everything, and medical universities did 50% of their research on holistic therapeutics, that within 3 years, most medical doctors would be out of a job, because in a free market, people gravitate towards what works. And naturopathic therapeutics, holistic therapeutics, the intention of them is to heal the body by working through natural law, by paying attention to God's laws. And this is the biggest distinction that most people completely miss, and it's more.
But isn't it trending that way? I've had more people tell me they've lost confidence in their medical doctors. I had medical doctors.
That's the silver lining behind COVID. That you're right. It is trending that way. But you know, it's a bridge that's pretty far. I honestly don't know that we're going to see parity in my lifetime. I hope that we do, but I'm not sure if that's a realistic expectation.
Well, I'm hoping the Lord returns very soon. We won't need any doctors at all.
Yes. Okay.
There you go.
We
fine
won't.
With me. I can take a long summer's nap.
Yep, you and me both. I'll be out of a job myself, and I won't mind one bit. We'll be looking forward to that. In fact, I think I'm going to be preaching on, because of what has happened this past week, 4 friends in 4 days, on what happens to people, to believers and non-believers, once they die. It's a little bit more in-depth. The Bible has a lot more to say about that than most people think. And so I believe that's what I'll be preaching on this coming Sunday. And it just so happens that the man, yesterday I preached for Evelyn Lewis, her funeral, and her husband, Richard, was one of my associate pastors for years. Evelyn took sick, and he had to stay with her and take care of her. But he wrote the book. He wrote a book on that. And when he handed me that book yesterday, he gave me the idea, this is what I should preach on right now with what is happening, everything that's going on. So
I love it when a plan comes together.
Absolutely. You know, the Lord has ways of doing this. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down and I've been thinking about a particular part of Scripture or something, and I go to open the Bible, and it opens to that exact page. Or yeah. I'll have a question about something, and it'll open to that exact page where the answer is. It's amazing. This has happened to me time and time and time again. Do you know why that is? The Lord knows I'm not smart enough to find it on my own, see? He said, here you go, I'll help you out one more time here. Okay. So
that's a big faith. That's a big faith span right there, boy. That'll keep you believing.
Absolutely. So, you know, I just was reading, and I had an article, and I was going to ask you about it, right? And I can't find it. It disappeared right before my very eyes. And that's this Bill Gates. You know, you've heard of Bill Gates, right?
Well, yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, he's set loose. He comes right out. See, the left has this idea. As long as you tell him it's planned, and here this is a planned event, people will accept it. And so he has decided that he is going to send out billions of these mosquitoes that will give us malaria. But that's all right, because then he can send out the cure, right? And because he's a billionaire, and because he's got NBC, ABC, CBS, all the communist-controlled news media behind him, in the new World Health Organization and so on, he's decided, well, he's a billionaire. As long as he announces what they're doing and people aren't shocked, they expect to get sick, people will handle it. And that's actually the way it's been. I mean, so this guy has done this before. That's what
happened with COVID. This guy can't even keep his computers from getting viruses, for goodness sake.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever happened to Mr. Fauci? Where did he go?
Oh, you know, where did he go? I think they sidelined him. He should be in jail, all things being equal. But the medical mafia is going to protect him as much as they possibly can. Did you ever read Kennedy's book, The Real Fauci? It was quite an expose, especially with the HIV stuff Fauci was up to. It was really barbaric, the things that he did, allegedly.
Not allegedly. We did study that. We did a lot of research. The things with the puppies, the things with the children, the little kids. Now, Fauci's a beast. That's not allegedly. He did those things. But here's an interesting thing. You know, the outgoing CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Yeah.
She delivers her final message to Americans. Be on guard against misinformation and politicalization of science, right? In one of her swan songs, as the head of the Centers of Disease Control Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky issued a warning to the American people. Be on guard against misinformation and politicization of science. The advice might seem ironic coming from an agency frequently accused of total nothing but misinformation and politicalization of science. So in one of her final interviews, the director of the CDC, Walensky, told the Wall Street Journal that she hopes that Americans make health decisions based, now listen to this, when did this take place? Based on their own risk assessments and on their own risks, but not through politics, a sentiment that should have ideally guided her leadership. Well, what a change of heart. Wasn't this the woman saying you either take the shot, either get the shot or you shouldn't be able to work.
That's right.
You know, but on the left, hypocrisy is something to be embraced, huh?
Yeah, 100%. They do it all of the time. It's like in the playbook. And the media, which is in their pocket, there's no flip back. Nobody contests it. Nobody says, hey, wait a minute, you just did a flip-flop. What do you mean? You told us exactly the opposite thing 2 years ago. I lost my job because of it. What are you talking about? Nobody says that because you're absolutely right, Pastor. It is a controlled media situation. And this is a gigantic problem that we have in this country. And quite frankly, I think it's the same way all around the world.
Have you heard of Frankenmeat?
No.
Frankenmeat is what Gates came up with, raising meat, actually using cancerous cells in laboratories, okay? And actually using cancerous cells, junk science, these meat programs, and some of these things that they've done, they have come up with even chickens and eggs, they've come up with little monsters coming out of these eggs. And so here, Frankenmeat grown from chicken cells in labs says to take over U.S. restaurants and supermarkets as global food reset begins. So they're going to try to force restaurants to start serving this cancerous type of meat that's grown in petri dishes or grown in, you know, these labs now. So we really have to be very careful and where we get our meat.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, there's going to, so what's going to happen, I think, is the same thing that happened in World War II. People are going to grow victory gardens, right? But instead of a victory garden, it's going to be an anti-Bill Gates garden, an anti-Big Pharma garden. People are going to start having their own chickens. More farm-to-table restaurants are going to start popping up, and people are going to frequent them. At least the people who are intelligent are going to start frequenting them.
That's already happening. Not where we live. We have a large Amish community where they raise the cattle with no antibiotics and all of that, and people are going out there. That's where they're buying their meat more and more. And I tell my wife, you know, don't buy your meat from the grocery stores now. I want you to go out to the meat stores where they tell you, they show you the meat is grown. It's all natural. And so, chickens.
No vaccines in the Amish community. And you know what else they don't have in the Amish community? Autism.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They haven't been able to find a child out there with autism because they don't get vaxxed. You're right. They refuse to vax. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Read his words. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Boy, you got that right. Listen, I got to tell you this here, Peter. So far, listen, only Singapore and U.S. regulators have improved the sale of frankenmeat. And here, due to the lab-concocted mutant chicken chunks contain spike proteins to further clog the vascular systems of all the COVID-injected masses, and anyone else who isn't paying attention to what goes into their mouth. Forget about all that farm-to-table eating. The globalists want everyone engaging in the new lab-to-toilet meat where there's no safety regulations at all or clinical trials for the short-term or the long-term to find out how this fake meat will affect the human body. It's all one big globalist experiment on the sheeple, just like the lab-to-human Wuhan flu and the lab-to-human clot shot injections of the 2019 to forever scamdemic. Boy, is that right. So get ready for episode foods and good meat companies to slip lab-concocted mutant chicken chunks into all the corporate franchise. This reminds me of Soylent Green, the movie Soylent Green.
Yeah, that was a really good movie back in the day. Remember that?
Yeah, well, you know.
Just trust the non-science science. Just trust the non-science science, people. Shut up and trust the scientists. Yeah, okay.
They show you what they're going to do, don't they? They like to kind of do that. You know, it's like somehow to them, they think that is exhibiting superior intellect or whatever. I'm not quite sure what they believe. But they like to often show us what they're planning on doing. Remember that great, who was it? Senior moment coming over to me, the Jacques Cousteau, who I'm thinking of, the great philanthropist. Philanthropist. Okay. Jacques Cousteau. I remember when he was in a discussion, he was at one of those roundtable discussions, and they were talking about feeding the hungry and the starvation. And he said, the answer is very simple. You see it in the wild. The weak or the strong eat the weak. He said, people are great sources of protein, and there's plenty of them. In other words, he was promoting cannibalism. And so Jacques Cousteau became one of the highly, within the far left, one of those what they referred to as highly enlightened people. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's in keeping with everything. Everybody that's in a position of power in the media seems to be towing the woke liberal line. It's just more apparent and more blatant now. Back in the day, you really had to kind of think it through and follow the money. But now it's just blatant. It's right out in front. It's everywhere all of the time. We desperately need a free media. I'm not sure Elon Musk is the man for that job either. I've got my doubts about good old Elon, quite frankly.
Yeah, we're so used to being betrayed. It's kind of like we're just waiting for the shoe to fall, huh?
Yeah.
You think
he's a transhumanist, right? He wants to plug people's brains into computers, and he thinks that's a wonderful idea. And, it's just this side of insane as far as I'm concerned.
Well, do you think he's going to have that cage match with Mark Zuckerberg? They're supposed to have a cage match, him and I don't know.
I'd pay to referee that.
That would be interesting, very interesting. Anyhow, so you know what I think we're going to do? I'm going to go and play a clip. What I referred to you before, and here is blatant. It's blatant. You have Bill Gates telling you what he's going to do with people. He's telling you what he's doing with billions of mosquitoes, and then we'll come back. And I think we might just do is open the phone lines and let you start taking calls, because people always call in. As long as you're here, their lines are moving. So go ahead and play that clip.
After a Bill Gates tech startup called Oxitec released billions of genetically modified mosquitoes into the wild, mosquitoes across the US are testing positive to extremely rare and deadly viruses, some of which were eradicated decades ago, and others which have never before been reported in the United States.
Inside boxes like these, on the Florida Keys, a possible key to what scientists hope will slow an invasive and dangerous mosquito species. They're called Aedes aegypti and are known to carry diseases like Zika, dengue, and yellow fever, the females spreading infection with their bites.
In the Keys, they make up just about 4% of the mosquito population, but are responsible for virtually all of the mosquito-borne disease transmission to humans.
The potential solution starts at Oxitec's lab, where tiny eggs are injected with a modified DNA strain, ultimately producing mosquitoes that have what's called a self-limiting gene. Only the male offspring can survive past an early stage. The boys, unlike their female counterparts, do not bite.
They run out of females to mate with, and that's how you bring the population down.
This week, Oxitec began the process of releasing 140,000 male eggs in 6 locations along the Keys. That is part of a live experiment greenlit by the EPA. though some environmentalists are crying foul.
Genetic engineered organisms are not something that we can control. Evolution will find its own way.
She wasn't wrong. Gates's diseased mosquitoes have multiplied, and Florida and Texas are now reporting malaria cases for the first time in decades. But it's not just Florida and Texas. Various states across the U.S. have reported a sharp increase in mosquito-borne viruses. In the Midwest, cases of the mosquito-borne Jamestown Canyon virus are on the rise. Jamestown Canyon virus can cause severe disease, including encephalitis, which is the infection of the brain, or meningitis, which is the infection of the membranes around the brain and spinal cord. Health officials say two mosquito pools in South Georgia have tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis, which has a 30% fatality rate in humans. And it's not just humans in the firing line. We know the WEF had declared war on our pets, so it should come as no surprise that a mosquito-borne virus that can be lethal to pets is also on the rise across the country. What's going on here? After this quick break, we expose Bill Gates' evil plots, using his own words, and prove that there is no such thing as a coincidence. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite have admitted that they will show this video to secure your wealth now and get a 20...
Dengue comes from a virus that the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes carry, particularly in urban areas. It affects about 400 million people a year and causes over 20,000 deaths. We can seed mosquitoes with Wolbachia and get them out in a community where they'll mate, and over time, the prevalence of Wolbachia will go up. This is an approach that the researchers at the World Mosquito Program have pioneered. And one of the test sites is the city of Yogyakarta, which had some of the highest dengue rates in all of Indonesia. I visited there almost 10 years ago when this project, supported by our foundation, was in its early stages. I even helped feed and release some of the Wolbachia mosquitoes. When it comes to killing humans, no other animal is nearly as deadly as the mosquito.
Bill Gates created the problem, and now he is preparing to appear in his familiar guise of a false prophet and provide the solution, which just so happens to be in the form of an mRNA vaccine that he's determined to force on you and your children. The soon-to-be safe and effective BioNTech malaria vaccine began clinical trials in December 2022, just in time for the great mosquito-borne virus explosion of 2023, as orchestrated by Bill Gates. The Gates-funded BioNTech vaccine will, without a doubt, get FDA approval. And the mainstream media will, without a doubt, push the gullible masses to roll up their sleeves for yet another dose of Bill Gates' mRNA. The mainstream media are working overtime to suppress the story of Gates' involvement in the mosquito-borne viruses plaguing the US. And they've also been ordered to perpetrate the falsehood that Gates does not profit from the vaccines he forces on humanity. But can we really believe anything they say about Gates, when he is essentially their paymaster and boss? A disturbing report revealed that Gates spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year funding mainstream media outlets all over the world, turning them into propaganda mouthpieces for the globalist agenda. An investigation by the independent outlet Mint Press reports that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation distributed $319 million in the form of over 30,000 individual grants to media outlets and fact-checkers. Major mainstream news outlets, including CNN, NBC, The Atlantic, The Financial Times, BBC and others, are all beneficiaries of Gates' funding. None of the outlets provide any notification to their audience that they are bought and paid for by Bill Gates. Can anybody else see the problem here? Gates released billions of diseased mosquitoes into the wild. They are now causing enormous problems, and the mainstream media, which is funded by Bill Gates, is convincing the masses that Gates has nothing to do with it. But you should take his vaccine. Robert F. Kennedy has been warning us about Gates' psychopathic traits for years now, and he explained how Gates and Big Pharma control the narrative on mainstream media. But there is just one problem for Gates and his fully bought and paid for mainstream media hacks. We have Gates on camera at the World Economic Forum admitting the dark truth about his vaccines and so-called philanthropy.
Given billions for vaccines and saved millions of lives, if you just kind of invert that and say, no, we're trying to make money from vaccines and not trying to save lives, that's a popular conspiracy theory.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
No, we're, you know, trying to make money from vaccines, and that's, you know, a popular conspiracy theory.
Over a 20-to-1 return.
Damning stuff. And yet Gates will remain untouchable as long as the normies continue watching mainstream media news and accepting everything they are told unquestioningly. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crime.
All righty. Now, this is an interesting thing because Peter, and we've been talking about this since the 80s. I've been talking about this, how the globalists, the deep state, how they have had their depopulation program going on since back in the 80s. And I told you, I used to go and sit in their meetings, and I'd go on the air and I'd tell people what they're doing. But it's like, it's the fake news media, the communist-controlled state media, has done such a great job indoctrinating people. It's like people, they're trained. And I've actually had people say to me, if that were true, it'd be on the news. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you have so many la-la landers out there. But now all of these people, these that believed, and I had a couple of women say to me when I warned them about taking the vax, they told me, well, I trust my doctor. And I said, you shouldn't trust your doctor. You really shouldn't. Well, guess what? They got very sick. We got very sick and now all kinds of bad things have happened. Some have lost their, almost gone blind now.
People still, you know, think that it was a safe and effective thing, and they applaud the Pfizer and BioNTech and Johnson & Johnson and everybody else, and it's nuts because, you know, that horse has left the barn. It's the same thing that happened with the transgender guy. There was a transgender doctor, I forget what his name was, but he did this experiment on twins, and they raised one of the twins to be, they were both boys, and they raised one of the twins to be a girl, and it was a breakthrough in our understanding of how gender is according to the science. But the kids, when they became older, they both committed suicide because their lives were so unbelievably horrible. But the horse was already out of the barn because this doctor who did the experiments on these twins was going all around the country telling everybody what a successful outcome he had. And even though the kids ended up committing suicide because their lives were so freaking horrible from what this guy did to them, that didn't matter. And it's the same thing that's happening here. You know, because it's a sobering thought, really, Pastor. But, you know, I mean, history doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes, right? I mean, back in the day, not everybody who had the chance to got on Noah's Ark. And it's the same here. Not everybody who hears what we are talking about will take it in and make it their own. I would say maybe 10-15% if we're lucky. And again, more's the pity. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge.
Yeah, what you're saying reminds me of the Kinsey report, where what this guy did, he got away with child molestation, and we were reporting on what he was doing at that time. But it's unbelievable in the name of psychology or psychiatry. This just unreal, but.
And the thing about Gates is, you know, it would be one thing if these illnesses were not treatable, but they are. Now, there was a guy named Isaac Golden. He's out of Australia. He reported about 3-4 years ago, the entire country of Cuba did an inoculation program with a homeopathic medicine. It was oral medicine, a homeopathic oral medicine against influenza. And they gave it to 90% of the population of Cuba, 90%. It was a remarkable thing that the government got behind this. Doctors and nurses were giving the medicine out. It was a very successful program that they rolled out with the homeopathic medicine taken orally. I think it cost 5 cents a dose, and it was 75% protective. 75%. 75% protective. You know what the influenza vaccine, you know what their effectiveness is? 17%. So which is a better number, 17% effective with all these side effects, including autism, or 75% effective? Well, I'll take 75. Thank you very much, Alex. And it's the same with chikungunya. They did another, I think it was Brazil, did a homeopathic prophylaxis against a tropical disease with a remarkable success rate. I mean, just remarkable. But because it's homeopathic and because it's pennies on the dollar and because it's curative, the mainstream is never, ever, ever going to pick that up. They're never, ever, ever going to run with that ball. And quite the reverse is true. They will tell you from dawn until dusk that the people delivering those treatments are quacks, back of the bus quacks, delivering dangerous, substandard, unscientific treatments. And it's a lie. It's just simply a lie.
Well, I do see this, believe me, like the church I pastor, the people in that church, of course, they listen to this radio program. They all go to naturopathic. I mean, they go to the health food stores. They go to where you can buy the natural herbs, natural, and even try to you know, buy the actual food that and they free range chickens. And I'm seeing this more and more.
Yeah, and I would agree with you that I've also seen it more and more. I mean, when I've been practicing naturopathic medicine for 35 years now, coming up on it'll be 35 years this September. My, oh, my, how time flies. And when I graduated, there were 7 states that licensed and regulated naturopathic medicine in 1991. Now there's 24. And, you know, back in those days, most people had no idea at all what naturopathic medicine was, what the training of a naturopathic physician was, or what naturopathic doctors were good at. Nobody. You know, now we've got naturopathic doctors working at the National Institutes for Health. I mean, I don't know how much good they're doing there, but nonetheless, the tide has turned and things have changed. And the deck is still so stacked against us, it's not even funny. So, you know, those with ears to hear, you know, will take action on the stuff that myself and my colleagues and you have been talking about. But sadly, most people won't. And you're right. You're right. There is a sea change, and more people are waking up. We need to really speed up the process because...
Let me tell you what else I've seen. More people my age I've had are much more hesitant now to go to a hospital than they used to be.
Yeah, boy, and that's a good thing, I think. And you're absolutely right about that.
Because
the whole COVID thing put the fear of God into people, and people really snapped out of it.
Well, the idea of they saw what's happened in the nursing homes, and it seems like, you know what, this mindset on the left and the mindset of the AMA, nobody trusts the AMA anymore. I mean, they've lost all credibility. I mean, just absolute. When anybody, look, anyone who comes out and says that they really don't know if there's more than two genders anymore, these are fools. So the AMA has made it very clear they're run by fools, okay? Absolute fools.
100%. 100% correct. And you're 100% correct. I mean, how can you say that with a straight face?
Well, they're told this is what you're going to say, and what you're going to do is you're going to talk down to the people. You're going to treat the people like they're idiots. And you're going to disrespect them by saying these things, just like what they've been doing with all of the rest of that, trying to, you know, convince us. You know, it's what all the woke companies, you know, remember Go Woke, Go Broke now? Anheuser-Busch really left an impression on me, you know, right?
Yeah, hello, right? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And it's interesting because historically in 1912, when there was the hostile takeover of the medical marketplace by the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, in 1912, through the influence of the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, Congress granted the American Medical Association exclusive control over who could and who couldn't practice medicine. So the medical doctors, the MDs, delivering petroleum-based pharmaceutical medicine and surgery were hoisted into first place, and everybody else was kicked off of the bus of medicine. It was, in fact, a hostile takeover of the medical marketplace, which was then followed by something called a language monopoly, because as soon as they did that, they started mandating that medical schools teach have medical terms all in Latin. So, you know, you don't have joint pain, you have arthritis. You don't have throat pain, you have esophagitis, right?
Right.
And this was done to elevate, to make people think that doctors were much smarter than they were. And it was successful because this is, people have been socialized to really actually believe that their medical doctor is the smartest person in the room. And I'm here to tell you that that's absolutely positively not the case. But you're right. Most of the time when someone with a white coat and a stethoscope around their neck tells somebody to do something, the person more likely than not is going to do it. And this tide, I believe, is turning. And
yeah, it is. But you do have to admit there's a whole lot. It's an epidemic of stupiditis out there.
Nobody's smarter than a fifth grader anymore, right?
Right. Well, you're seeing people that everyone's talking about. Yeah, you know, my brother, he got that shot and he died. Well, but you know, they're telling me I should get it anyhow. Here at Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic is renowned, right, as one of the best clinics in the country. Well, Cleveland Clinic came out with, you know, a couple months back, the idea, look, they came out with a study, and their study found out that if you took the shots, if you got the shots, you were four times more likely to get COVID. And if you're four times more likely to get COVID, you're four times more likely to die from COVID, okay? And so because of that, they continue to promote the shot, telling people, look, here, take the shot, and you're probably going to get COVID if you take it, but we're promoting it. We're encouraging you to take the shot. So now,
anyway, take the shot. Yeah. It's insane. What would happen if a naturopathic doctor delivered a therapy that increased somebody's chances of getting COVID by four times? Well, we'd be pilloried in the town square and, you know, thrown in jail.
Well, I think that's changing, my friend, because like I told you, more and more people do not trust the medical association, you know, and again, I talked to these doctors and they're admitting they should never have listened to Big Pharma. They've never should listen.
Well, it's about time. I mean, we've always been out in front of this. People should just listen to you and me from now on, Pastor, exclusively. They should just come to us for all their concerns, and it'll be a better planet. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm going to open the phone lines. We come back from the break and tell these folks how to get cured and how to cure the disease, not just treat the disease. In fact, I understand that you have a miracle cure for ugly. And so we're going to have open the phone lines and see how many ugly people will call. And we'll take their calls. And there goes my funding. There you go. All right. We're gonna try this. Oh, boy. Maybe I caught stupiditis myself. But it's, you know, it's amazing. You got to scratch your head and say, is this really what's happening today? People don't know what women are. They think there's 200 different genders. Some people think that they're actually animals. You know, all of this stuff is happening. Is this really happening? You wonder. But if you look out there, and it's pretty sad. It really is. All right. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. We got a whole hour to ask questions and talk to Dr. Glidden.
Bring it on, baby.
Peter J. Glidden, ND. Everybody is sick, and I know why.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.